Welcome back to the Short Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Olivia Maiden, and guys, welcome to the second episode of Season 2. I'm so sorry that I couldn't record. I actually was one of the people that had a power outage, and I'm sorry about that, even though that wasn't my fault, because that's what I'm actually going to talk about today. Winter is what we're going to be reading. I wrote a story about winter power outage of this year. We're gonna read a story about winter and listen to me reacting to a video about somebody that's allergic to the cold, which is pretty interesting. Anyways, also I want to say happy birthday to Crystal, my stepmom. She's so hardworking and loving. Her birthday is this week, and I love you, Crystal. Also, just let me know if you guys have any ideas of stories, like genres or just anything. Just please feel free to email me at osubeavergirl21@gmail.com. And also, don't forget to message me on Instagram at Short Stories Podcast if you would really just want to get to me through social media. So, starting off, guys, we're going to be reading a story on Storyboard again. I know that I didn't do what I said that I was going to do in the second week because I skipped a couple of weeks. Sorry about that. It was also the snow power outage and we didn't have power, no Wi-Fi. Hopefully you guys get that. But now we have power and it's awesome. So, this person on Storyboard, the author's name is D. Flaming Cupcake. I know these people have different names. It's because it's just their username. That's probably not their name in real life, but they've only wrote one chapter, and it's called Winter Blizzard. And the first chapter is called The First Snow. I grabbed my snowboard and headed outside. It had been snowing for a whole week. Earlier, the weatherman had said that there was a blizzard coming through and it had stopped moving on our town. I didn't care, though. We wouldn't have to do school for a while, which was okay with me. I didn't hate school, but I suppose I didn't really like it either. I up the snow-covered hill and paused at the top. I stared down at the sheer drop, then just shrugged. It wouldn't be too bad, right? Wrong. I jumped on the snowboard just as a gust of wind pushed me down. I fell off the board and started tumbling down. Something on the way down, I must have hit my ankle because I lay there. I nervously checked my ankle. I stared at it, shocked as it twisted at a weird angle. I realized the cold had numbed most of the pain, and my ankle was most likely broken. And we were stuck in the middle of a blizzard, far away from medical help. It surely couldn't be worse, right? You'd be wrong. Thank you so much, Flaming Cupcake, for sharing your story on Storybird. I think that's interesting where they said we won't have to do school for a while, which was okay with me. I didn't hate school, but I suppose I didn't really like it either. Yeah, for us it was like, yay, no school. But then during our power outage, we actually had to like help because so the icicles fell on the there was the ice that was on these trees were so heavy that the trees broke and snapped, and some trees even got uprooted in our city, and that was really bad. But school, like, yeah, that's the same with me. I like school just like mostly for the social life, and well, I mean also for certain classes, but yeah, I just kind of agree with that person. Like, I don't really hate it, but I don't like love it either. But let me know if you guys have been snowboarding. I've never been snowboarding before or skiing. I've just heard that it's really expensive. Like, back then it used to be not that expensive, like really cheap from what my dad has said, and then now it's like, what, $100 to $200 a person for you to rent the equipment and stuff, unless of course you already have your own equipment, which I don't. So I've never done snowboarding or skiing. I wonder which one would be better, but I would probably try skiing first because you have two. But what would happen if you like they one came off? What would you do? Treat that as a snowboard or something? Anyways, yeah, that would be really scary, like breaking your leg and really far away from medical help, like they said. That's kind of like when I go hunting with my family, then we're far away from the hospital, and it's like, if you get bit by a snake, or if you, like, break your leg or whatever, we're not going to a hospital. It's like a few or a couple hours away or whatever. So you just gotta be careful in the snow, right? And this person, they kept saying, it surely wouldn't be worse, right? You'd be wrong. They kept saying, like, wrong. I think that that's interesting, because, like, you know, in this movie is where it's like, oh, it couldn't get any worse, and then it gets worse. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have guessed that. That was a really good story for a really short story. I'm gonna link this in the description of this podcast so you guys can go and see it if you would like to read it yourself. That was really good. Now we're going to be I'm going to be watching this video and reacting to it. You guys are going to actually just be listening to it, but it's about this girl that's allergic to the cold. In the description, it says, I didn't have any allergies until I was 16, but last year I developed an illness called cold urticaria, or cold allergy. When I say cold, I don't just mean cold weather during the winter. I'm allergic to all types of cold, including ice cream. I even have to sleep while wearing socks on hot summer nights. I'm pretty sure you'll be shocked to hear all of the things I've been through. And it looks like you can send your story today to story@myself.com. This is the person that, or the YouTubers that do this, they're titled That's My Story. Okay, let's listen on in.
Hi guys, I'm Tiffany. I didn't have any allergies until I was 16. But last year, I developed an illness called cold urticaria, or cold allergy. When I say cold, I don't just mean cold weather during winter. I'm allergic to all types of cold, including ice cream.
I'm gonna pause right there and say, like, wow. Like, what if, I mean, it would be really bad being allergic to the cold, like the air. But why would, it's just interesting how you'd be allergic to also something that you would probably really want to eat. Like, what if you were with your friends and you wanted to have ice cream and stuff? Well, you couldn't have it because it's cold. If you wanted to have that frozen food or whatever, well, you gotta heat it up every time. Nobody really eats frozen food, probably, though.
Of cold, including ice cream. I even have to sleep while wearing socks on hot summer nights.
Okay. Socks and summer nights. I don't even wear socks to bed. For some reason, my little brother sometimes wears socks to bed. I think it's kind of weird. But wearing socks to bed, even in the summer, like, that must be, like, really painful. But it's not really cold in the summer unless you have, like, a fan in your room. Maybe that's what she did. She probably, like, I feel like I would just, you know, like, you would, instead of dehydrating like you would if you were in the cold for a really long time and frostbite and all that, she used to deal with, like, just sweating every night probably, and that would be horrible. Like, let me know if you guys, would you rather be allergic to the cold or the hot? Because, like, or which would you rather be in for the rest of your life, a cold place or a really hot place?
I'm pretty sure you'll be shocked to hear of all the things I've been through. My dad has been working for the same company for 12 years. He'd been in the same position for years, so he wasn't happy. Last summer, he finally got the promotion he'd been waiting for. He decided to take us to a beach resort to celebrate. We hadn't been on a beach holiday for a long time, so we were really excited. We got on the road early on a Saturday. It was really hot, so we had the car's AC on the whole way.
Oh, and I think this is before she actually got her allergy. This is probably when she was 16 getting her allergy. I've personally never had allergies, so hopefully that's not that way for me being 16 as I am.
we got to the resort, I noticed there were red spots all over my body. They were itchy, too. I didn't care because I was in such a good mood. We didn't know it back then, but it was because of the AC. We came down to the lobby after leaving our stuff in the room. My dad said he had to send a few emails for work. My mom and I went to the seaside. The beach was absolutely amazing. There was a pier that stretched out into the sea. Everyone was diving into the sea from it. After sunbathing for a while, I wanted to go for a swim. Everyone was diving into the sea from it. After sunbathing for a while, I wanted to go for a swim. My mom said, I'm going to stay here a little longer. You go ahead. I'll catch up later.
Yeah, I realized that moms never really like to swim nowadays. I mean, the fun one, the more fun moms, like, that don't really care about nowadays, I feel like just moms are just always, like, tanning or whatever, trying to relax. Like, why wouldn't you want to just go and have fun and swim with your kid, honestly?
I was happy because that meant I could dive from the pier. My mom would have never allowed it. I did it just as I had imagined. I ran down the pier and then made a perfect dive. In the water, I felt like 1,000 needles were prickling my skin. I didn't understand what was happening. So I thought, did my feet touch a sea urchin?
And now she sees, like, there's a bunch of red dots on her, like, skin and everything. I wonder why.
I had to come back up to the surface. I realized it wasn't just my feet, but my whole body that was in pain. I said to myself, I must have touched some jellyfish. They sting like this. I didn't see any jellyfish around, but I couldn't think of any other reason. I no longer felt good, so I came out of the water. When my mom saw me, she jumped in panic. Tiffany, what happened to you? I didn't realize that my entire body, including my face, was covered in red blisters. Everything was itchy, too. When I said, I got stung by a jellyfish, it really hurts. My mom said, let's go to the room and put some lotion on. I didn't want to, but I said okay. We later learned that my body had an allergic reaction to the cold water. At the time, we didn't know that one could be allergic to the cold, so we didn't imagine that that was the reason. I keep saying allergy, but many of you might not know what this illness is really about. Don't bother Googling it, I'll tell you what it is. Allergy means the immune system has extreme sensitivity to something, but this is, in fact, a false alarm. The immune...
So wait, she's telling us that, like, allergies are not, like, what Google says? Let's see.
System isn't supposed to react, yet it activates its defense mechanisms unnecessarily for unknown reasons. Allergy is a widespread illness. Some people are allergic to dust, others to peanuts. Some people's immune systems react to cat fur, while others to bee stings. I am allergic to the cold. My immune system activates its defenses and starts giving a variety of reactions when faced with cold. These reactions are usually redness, itchiness, swelling, and blisters on the skin. It would be fine if it stopped there. However, it can be really dangerous, too. And unfortunately, I had a very bad experience. It was a week after the resort incident. I met up with my friend Leah. She had wanted to get a tattoo for a long time.
Wait, it shows them going to the tattoo place, but it's just her, like, I wonder if her friend's, like, 18 or not, because this girl says that she got her allergy when she was 16, unless this was, like, 2 years later.
We visited all the tattoo parlors around, but she wasn't happy with any of them.
So she must have spent a whole lot of money on that. Tattoos cost so much money, and she went to a bunch of them. I don't know if she went and just did looked at designs, but if she got them, that's expensive.
We were sweaty from the heat, so we stopped by an ice cream shop on our way. They had the AC on, so it was cool inside. We decided to eat the ice cream inside and got a table. After we got our ice cream, we were chatting and eating at the same time. After a short time, I felt a tingling and then an intense burning in my throat. I stopped and tried to understand what was happening. Leah realized that something was up. Tiffany, are you okay? She asked. All of a sudden, I wasn't able to breathe. I felt like there was something in my throat and it was blocking the air from coming in. I held my neck with both hands. I opened my mouth really wide to breathe, but no oxygen was passing through.
That'd be so scary. It's like choking, probably, like if you couldn't breathe and you're like, that'd be scary.
The last thing I remember before I passed out was Leah screaming, "Something happened to my friend! Please call an ambulance! Please hurry!" I was at the hospital when I opened my eyes. My mom, my dad, Leah, and a doctor were there. Everybody was happy to see that I was recovering. "What happened to me?" I asked. The doctor smiled. "You said you couldn't breathe, but everything looks normal. I think you had a panic attack, so the reasons for this must be psychological. Get some rest. You'll be fine tomorrow."
Wow, what a doctor. He didn't even, like, check to see what was really going on, unless he's, like, lying to her right now or something.
He said, "My parents and I weren't satisfied with the panic attack explanation. On our way home, we decided to visit another doctor to get a second opinion. We went to a really famous doctor. He did a comprehensive examination. He listened to me carefully as I told him what happened. Finally, he said, 'I don't think this is a panic attack.' He did a bunch of tests afterwards, but..."
Now that's a real doctor. The other one was probably just getting paid and that's why they were doing their job, saying they had a panic attack.
"He wasn't able to give a diagnosis because all the test results came back normal. One day, when I was at the supermarket with my mom, she said, 'Can you get some frozen peas? I'll grab some milk and eggs. I'll meet you by the cashier.'"
I just don't see why she's, like, not even, reacting, like, every day. Because you get cold probably every day, whether that's at night, during the day, when you're outside or whatever, you get some sort of cold, and it shows her not having any reactions whatsoever, so...
"I went to the frozen food aisle. I opened the huge fridge. It was really cold. I looked for peas for like 15 to 20 seconds. I grabbed a pack once I found them. Then I closed the door of the fridge. That's when I started itching. I had red spots all over my arms. I took out my phone and looked at my face. It was also covered in red spots. I realized what was happening. I ran to my mom. She was shocked to see me that way. I teared up and said, 'Mom, my problem is the cold. Cold stuff does this to me,' and started crying. Yes, I had diagnosed myself.
How do you diagnose yourself? Like, what, if you're like drinking some milk or something, you're like, oh, I'm just gonna diagnose myself. But I don't really understand that part.
Immediately went to a dermatologist. He agreed with me when he heard my story. This is called cold urticaria. It's also known as cold allergy. It's very rare. I've only seen 3 cases so far. You're the 4th. But I need to do a test to make a definite diagnosis, he said. The doctor gave a small ice cube to my mom and said, 'Put this on Tiffany's arm for a few seconds.' My mom did as the doctor said. It felt prickly where she put the ice. Ice does normally hurt, but this was really painful. Afterwards, my arm swelled up and had red spots. It was itching really badly, too. The doctor said, 'You can remove the ice. Unfortunately, this is the worst case of cold allergy I've seen so far.' So it was official that I had a cold allergy. Honestly, the diagnosis didn't make much of a difference in my life. Because there is only one cure for this allergy, staying away from cold weather and cold things."
I feel like that's pretty impossible, because you're always around cold things, whether that's the air or somewhere in your house and stuff. There's always cold air everywhere, right?
"You can take allergy medicine, but like with most allergies, it's not very effective. You know that I had problems during the summer, so imagine how it would be in winter. Last winter..."
Yeah, if I was her, like, maybe if I was, like, alone or something, I'd probably go move somewhere else for the summer if I had the money and, like, I don't know, somewhere really hot. Or just hang out in my car
It was so difficult. My mom drove me to and from school. She would heat up the car before I came out of the house. I spent very little time outside, but I still had to wear really thick clothes. I looked like an astronaut. I had a hat that covered my whole face, a really tight scarf, a really long jacket that was filled with goose feathers, thermal tights, a really thick pair of pants, and thermal gloves that you'd usually wear when skiing.
Yeah, you guys probably can't see this, obviously, but she looks like she has like a bag of corn over her head with a just eye hole or like a hole for her eyes, and then she's like this brown wool, whatever is supposed to be a scarf, and then she's wearing this long, it looks almost like a cloak or dress, and she looks kind of suspicious.
Even with all these precautions, I still had 3 or 4 incidents throughout the season. One of them was actually really funny. Guess where the allergy got me? In the bathroom! The toilet seat was cold.
Yeah, toilet seats are cold. I saw in this one video, this lady went to Japan, and I think that they have, like, seat warmers for toilets. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, toilets are especially cold if you go to a public restroom.
I sat on it in the morning without checking. The result was a disaster. My backside was completely red. Thankfully, I didn't get blisters, but I couldn't go to school because of the itching. Rest of my like this for the rest of my life? Thankfully, no. This allergy is usually seen in women between the ages of 15 and 30. It usually lasts 5 to 10 years and then disappears. So what?
That'd be interesting, like an allergy just disappears, but at least she didn't have to live like for it that long unless she was like really special in case.
One day you wake up with a cold allergy. You live with this condition that affects your whole life for years. And then just like that, it disappears. It's really weird. You can get more information about this allergy if you search on Google.
Wow. What a story. Like, imagine just you being allergic to, like, the cold. I think there was, like, a guy that or somebody that was allergic to, like, air or something and was trapped in a bubble. But how, or maybe it was something else, but they were trapped in a bubble. And I just think that'd be super hard. Like, you're just isolated. You want to hug somebody? You can't do that. Nope. We're going to take a moment for our sponsored segment, so please listen up, guys, and then we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys, from the sponsored segment. I have one last thing to share with you guys, and it is about the winter power outage of this year that I had. I know people in Texas probably had a bad worse, but in Oregon, we still had it bad where I was. We had to pick up trees and everything, like the branches, and make burn piles and stuff. So I'm going to read a short story that I wrote about my experience with that. It's titled The Winter Power Outage of 21. It was an early Sunday morning. My mother's birthday and Valentine's Day all wound up in one. I woke up to darkness and my younger brother shouting in fear for my mother. I listened and heard another sound, like something being drained of energy. My younger sister, being in the same room as me, declared that the power went out. My other younger sister was still sleeping, with this surprise to await her for later in the morning once the darkness left. Later that same morning, my family walked around in the powerless house. The cold had crept in. The day before, we had grand plans for my mom's birthday. A DoorDashed breakfast of possibly Sherry's delivered to our house and church to watch online since a couple of days before others had previously had power outages, including the church. During this cold, powerless morning, we gathered with robes and blankets to keep warm. When we were about to stream church, my parents' phones screens went black on the live video, and unfortunately, we didn't watch church. The phones in our hands had something wrong with the cellular data for our network. And may I just add right now, yeah, we instead of just watching church, we just did a Bible study on what the Bible says about love, because that was Valentine's Day themed, and that's what we had to do since we didn't have church going on for us. We ended up going to someone in our family's house since they had a gas fire that worked and then stayed the night there. Our mom sent us over to our grandma's house since she let us and also never had a power outage, being very fortunate and in luxury compared to us for this situation. My dad joined us and we stayed two nights there. And by the way, it's just my siblings and I, and my dad went to my grandparents' house because it was his grandparents' house. Or his parents' house. After that, we went to our dad's house for our time with him. And with no school, we helped outside with our hard hats and hands, placing broken branches into a burn pile to burn. There was so much ice on a lot of tree branches that a lot of branches and trees broke, or even was derooted from the ground in our city. We did this for a few days, and my dad had lost power before us while watching a movie on the Friday night a couple of days before us. So we had no power, no Wi-Fi for our online Zoom school. We had no school anyways on the Monday of that week since there was a holiday. But surprisingly, our school district resumed school with, quote, no penalty for not showing up on only Friday of that week, despite students still with no power. My siblings and I didn't attend our Zoom meetings of school that Friday, and next thing I know, my English teacher assigned us homework even though we still had no power. Overall, neighbors helped neighbors, saws cut wood, rakes raked branches and pine needles, and the cold was cold. At night it was cold, but we had a generator for the light and power of a lamp and phone chargers or other devices to plug in. The day came a week and 2 days later when our power came back on a Sunday. A miracle, thanks to God and our neighbors' report to the PGE. Since our house and one other house had no power, but the rest of our street had power. That was a crazy time, but the best parts of this was earlier on when my siblings and I slid and hurt ourselves on iced sidewalks and roads throughout our neighborhood. Man, that time was really fun. Even though we got hurt, we slid on these stairs and hurt ourselves on our ends and everything. It was still fun to just hang out with my siblings out in the snow and on the ice. There was one day where it was really icy and we just hung out. And it was like ice skating with our shoes on and boots on outside. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to give me feedback, and you can give me any story ideas or share your story to me for this podcast at osubeavergirl21@gmail.com for my email. And also you can just contact me on my Instagram at shortstories. And I'll see you guys next week. We'll be doing something different next week, which is the Story Corps, a certain website that shares stories of real people. We're going to do a crime time and a writing activity with a featured guest. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have an awesome rest of your week. And this Monday hopefully started off great for you guys, especially with this podcast. Adios.